All right. Let me see. It won't be long. We'll be hitting it at the top of the hour. And I'm excited to be joining you guys tonight. Just in case, I'm going to do a little housekeeping right quick. I would love to catch how you guys heard about this. And so just a moment, plan on opening your mic and telling me a little bit about that. But I do want to let you guys know up front, this is our week-long retreat. Come away, my beloved. And you guys, I can't tell you how excited I am. We have got a wonderful lineup. It will be every night the next during Monday through Friday. We will have different speakers each night. Tonight, you guys have me. I'm so excited to be sharing a topic that seriously is one of my toughest topics I could teach right now, but it's also one of my most personal and I believe most important messages I could probably share. And it's identity theft, taking back what the devil has stolen. Then tomorrow night, we have Felice Gerwitz. She's going to be coming with us. And she's going to be teaching us on the topic of you are greater than this. That just makes me feel greater reading the title. And then knowing that Lisa is going to be teaching this, I just know the Lord is going to be dripping all over that one. And the Wednesday, Lucia Claiborne, my darling beloved Lucia, is going to be here Wednesday night teaching Faith is Your Key to Victory. And you guys, I just have to tell you again, I just think God's going to be all over that message. I'm so excited about this one because if there is any person on the planet that I think of, when I think of the word faith, I see her face, and it's Lucia, because she's taught me how to have a faith that can move mountains, a faith that can impact my life and those around me. So, you guys, if you want a victorious life, you don't want to miss that one. Thursday night, Michelle Richmond is going to be here in the house. And she is going to be teaching Jesus is Safe. And you guys, I'm going to let them have a minute to tell you a little bit about their things in just a little bit. But let me tell you, Michelle is smoking hot off of her quiet times and her personal things that God has taught her about how wonderfully safe Jesus is. He is like no other. I love that if you have had a father that has failed you, you can know that our heavenly Abba Papa Father is a good, good, good father. If you have had a husband that has failed you, or a man that has failed you, or someone that's taken something from your life, I can tell you that message is going to rock your world because you're going to just see just how wonderfully safe and what a gentleman Jesus is. I'm just excited. Maybe that's all I need to do is just read the titles, and I think I'm going to be full to overflowing. Friday night, Kim Hewitt is going to be in the house, and she is going to be teaching us on walking in your true identity. You guys, I just can't even tell you what this is. What I think is kind of cool. One of the messages God has had as an underlying, like things that one of the things I feel like is so important for me to teach to churches and to ladies groups and to moms and to business owners and entrepreneurs, to writers, to speakers. I just feel like the bottom layer, the foundation besides Jesus Christ is our identity in Him. And this is just a wonderful way to kick off the new year with an amazing retreat. So I'm real excited about these topics. Our action guide, how many of you have grabbed your action guide? Is that just amazing? I'm telling you, when I started seeing that thing coming together, I had to just sit back and go, whoa. That the action guide is carrying an anointing that can only happen from God saying, I'm in this and I'm going to be with each of you as you're working through this. I think he's got some very special moments with you as you dig into the action guide. If you have not signed up or gotten your membership to this, you're going to want this one because this one is going to have all of the audios, the videos. We've got some freebies we have not even told anybody about, because that's just kind of how we roll a lot of times. And then that action guide is wow, is all I can say. So it's a wonderful way for you to just retreat with the Lord. You don't have to have it finished to be part of the sessions. I just think this is actually, our sessions are an invitation for you to pull aside and to speak with the Lord, and for the Lord to truly speak into your life, into your heart. I believe he's got some things he is going to set on a new path. I believe he's got some things he's going to do in your life that are going to bring a wholeness, and they're going to take you into this year on a new path, a new place, into a big, wide open place. I'm so excited. Okay, so let me keep on telling you about this stuff. It's so good. Okay, so we have got each of our sessions are going to be here each night this week. I will be jumping in about 5 minutes. I would love for my speakers that are in the house to unmute and tell us just a little bit about what God is giving you, and what just a quick, give me a minute or okay, three, whatever. Who's counting? I know how we all roll. Okay, hop in.
A minute? I can't even say my name, Cindy, right? Cindy, you just blew this one away. You just really did. I thought I was going to be done for a while because we just came off of a big conference. And then when I saw this, I thought, okay, Lord, do I do it? And she pulls us out of our comfort zone. Let's just say that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm sharing how the Lord is there for us, and he is available when we think we're lost and we can't do it. So basically that's it in a nutshell, you know, that God's got this, and we just need to remove ourselves and let God walk. And just like the last, I was at a prayer group, and I'm Catholic for those of you that don't know, but this lady who is got this, she's a Catholic evangelist, but she led 120 women to a profession of faith. They accepted the Lord. Now, I've done this, of course, many times, but you know, they, the ones who had, you know, they just went and they reaffirmed their lives. But I mean, there have just been so many miracles I have seen in the last 2 months. And to me, this whole thing is just going to be miraculous. You guys are going to be blown away. So get on Facebook right now. And I posted all of the schedule up here, and just grab that and let everybody know about it.
Yes.
And then you can post Cindy's link here if they want replays, but really invite them to come live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We would love, I mean, as a matter of fact, how about everybody just take a moment just to share and say, it's cindyrushen.com/Zoom. And they can hop on into here and join us. So we would absolutely love for them to be a part of it. And you know what? There's no strings attached. The only thing you're ever going to hear about a pitch is what we just said. If you want the replays, grab them. That's how we roll with our community, because I want for you to not feel like, oh, they're trying to sell me stuff. That is not it. I just have a feeling some of you are going to probably want the replays later. And they are there for you guys. I want the replays later. Yeah, you're right. I like the connections we have here in this room. Oh, Felice, I'm so glad you're here. And I think that your topic just, I mean, again, your section in the Action Guide is priceless. So I'm thankful you're a part of this. So,
love you. Mwah.
Miss Lucia, are you there?
I am here. I am trying to, I'm trying to do what you told me to do. Well, hallelujah. Okay. Well, a download should start. So I don't know if y'all can see me or not, but
yeah,
I'm just going to share a little bit about what I'm going to be speaking about. And like you said, I'm going to be speaking about faith. As children of Abraham, you know, we do have faith, and we have that same faith that Father Abraham had, and we have all been given the measure of faith. Some translations say a measure of faith, but everyone has been given faith. And so what we're going to do is identify what faith is. We're going to identify what level of faith you're at, because whatever level you're at, that's all the faith you need. You start where you are, and then you start building from where you are. And we'll talk about the men and women in the book of Mark as our examples for the four different levels of faith. So the bottom line is, you have faith. If you want your faith to grow, I'll show you how to do that. And we'll just go on to the next level so that we can live a victorious life no matter what situation we're in.
Yes. Oh, are y'all as excited as I am? I can't wait. I'm telling you guys, I love my Lucia. She has been my bestie, well, so has Felice, through so many things. And I'm just excited. If when I come away, I can't think of a better friend, if I am going to have friends with me, than them, to be able to go along with me and retreat. Kim, are you able to hop on for a minute?
Yes, I'm here.
Woohoo! Everybody, here's Kim.
Okay, so I'm probably one of the people who are going to be speaking this week thinking, what am I doing here? What do I possibly have to share? I feel like I'm lead a very simple, quiet life. But what is on my heart to share is that I'm sure all of us have experienced a really hard life circumstances that can leave you feeling lost. It can leave you feeling lonely, broken. But, you know, God's word says that we can be like a tree planted by streams of living water, where we our leaves don't wither and we prosper in all we do. And I don't know about you, but I have been through situations where I felt like I withered and I felt like nothing I touched was prospering. So the conversation I wanted to start on Friday is about living out of the truths that God has promised us. Mm-hmm. How can we really tap into that? How can we really live a life that's completely yielded to Him? So I'm surprised that I'm even here speaking and joining these amazing, real powerhouse women. But what little I know, I'm happy to share.
Mm. Oh, I'm thrilled you're on board here. And you guys, get ready. I know you are going to walk in your true identity, as Kim shares. And so I'm excited. And I think Michelle's going to be in here any second. I don't know where she's at, but hey, we'll just get her later. but anyway, you guys, I want to begin tonight. Again, I'm going to be the speaker tonight. If you just come on board with us, I am your speaker for the evening. And I'm going to be sharing tonight on identity theft, taking back what the enemy has stolen. And you guys, if there ends up being some moments where you see me melt down a little bit, it's because this is truly one of my stories. It's one of my moments where I have to tell you that as I look back on my life, I have, when I came to the point where God actually birthed this message, it was after years of having great success, feeling like I was even at the point where I was freshly, I guess I should mute everybody, huh? if you guys can mute, that'd be good. I was freshly an empty nester, so I had just graduated my second child from homeschooling and kind of had everything. In fact, I remember God saying, "Got dreams? Have you got some dreams?" And I was like, I'm living my dream. I have everything I could ever want in my life. And little did I have any idea the twists and the turns of what would happen over the next few months. Actually, this actual topic begins sitting on a rock in Chapel Hill, Tennessee, thinking that I had no need for my life to continue. And I remember right after that, the story that I was hearing from others in my life was, if anybody ever knew that story, they would think you're crazy, and they would never want to know anything else about you. There's like that fear of, is everybody now going to log off and I'm going to be all by myself in the Zoom room? Because there's this thing inside of me that says, this is hard stuff. When I was actually writing my part of the action guide, I felt this oppression come at me again that was like, this is dark, Cindy. And I like being light. I like laughing. I like having fun. And yet this is not the easy story of Cindy. This is the real story of Cindy. I sat there. That actual day that I call my day from hell was really and truly a day from hell. It started the day off, and it was actually months before that, it was leading up, because at that time I had no idea that my whole life was about to crash. And there's a lot to the story that just doesn't deserve to be told, because it's just the enemy and he does this stuff to all of us. But that day in particular, he started that morning before church, and it was continuing until that evening. And what he did was nothing more than one of his most crafty ways of trying to defeat God's vessels. He did what I call identity theft. He came alongside, and I could hear him, his voices, his cronies whispering all around me, words about me and things about me. And literally, I felt the hope in the atmosphere, the spirit, the Holy Spirit. I felt literally an oppression come upon me that literally was more, it wasn't like a depression, although it was technically, you could call it a depression. It was more of a despair. It was more of a huge attack. I cannot even begin to tell you what it took to get me over to that rock that night. But as I sat there and I was hearing all these things, I could hear these voices as loud and as clear as I just heard your voices, because it was very verbal at telling me what I was not. It told me also that all the things that I had, I wasn't going to have them. I was going to lose everything that meant anything and everything to me. And I just sat there thinking, there is no hope. There's no hope. Where is it? What am I to do? And as I look back, right at that point that I thought, this is it, I don't have any reason to keep on living, the Lord came in, so like he does, and he began a new story in me. Well, when I say identity theft, can I tell you, we have got an enemy who hates us. He is here to steal, kill, and destroy. This is not Cindy's words. This is not just Cindy's story. This is truly truth that scripture tells us, that the enemy is here and he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. I want to read to you a passage. It's in John 10:10. It begins in verse 10. It says, "So Jesus went over it again. I speak to you eternal truth. I am the gate for the flock. All those who broke in before me are thieves who came to steal, but the sheep never listened to them. I'm the gateway. To enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction. A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal." Slaughter is the word that's used in the Passion Version. "And destroy." He says, "But I've come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect. Life in its fullness until you overflow." The Amplified Bible says it this way, that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. "I've come that they," that means you, "may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. I'm the good shepherd who lays down my life as a sacrifice for the sheep. But the worker who serves only for wages is not a real shepherd. because he has no heart for the sheep, he will run away and abandon them when he sees a wolf coming. And the wolf mauls the sheep, drags them off, and scatters them. I want to tell you, the works of the wolf, the works of the thief, the works of the devil are very, very real. Very, very real. There is a thief. He is lurking about to see who he can devour. Listen to this verse in 1 Peter chapter 5. I love it in the Passion Translation. That's my Bible this year, in case you guys hear a lot of that over the coming months. It's the Bible I've been reading through this year. And whew, all I can say is, I don't know. The choice of words are just so good. But it says here, to be well balanced and always alert. Can I just tell you something here? I think I was pretty balanced, but I wasn't very alert. And that's what led me to the rock. I thought I was okay. Little did I know how the enemy hits. And when he hits, he doesn't pull the punches. Listen to what it says. It says that the devil roams around incessantly. That means he's always about this. This is not something he's doing because you do something wrong or because you do something right. He is incessantly roaming around. This is his ways. This is his works. This is what you can expect through him. But he roams around incessantly. Get this. Like a roaring lion looking for its prey to devour. I want to ask you, think for a moment about the lion. The lion, do you know some of the ways that the lion functions? This is a great study if you want to do something on your own apart from here. But the lion is a predator. He is always on the prey. This is his life, is on the prey. And here's what happens. The lion doesn't see very well. So the lion doesn't know this flock of gazelles from one big giant monster. They don't know the difference. So what do? They pull out their roar, their pounce. They do anything they can to get the prey to fear. And then what happens? They do this because they want that. If it's not the big monster, the big monster would get them, you know what I mean? But if it's not the big monster, if it happens to be that there's a weak prey in the group, one gazelle, all it takes is one weak gazelle. And weak is determined by, get this, the one who will run, the one who will fear, the one who will take that bait and will go and run out of fear and will isolate away from the community, away from the crowd, away from the herd. That's where he gets his prey. And the devil is no different. He loves when we are isolated. That's why from the bottom of my heart, my greatest heart's desire is to build community. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to build community through my ministry, through my business. That's what I'm doing in my church, my local church. That's what I'm doing even in my family and among my friends. We're here to build relationship, build community, because we are only as strong as those we have around us. God gave me a picture a few years ago, and I don't play chess, so it's kind of funny when he gives me a picture prophetically, and I don't get it totally. I have to keep coming back going, wait, what does that mean? What does this mean? And it's like, I know he's got good stuff when I totally know nothing about it. So I know nothing about chess, except it's this game, and you have to kind of be smart to know how to do it, because I tried it one night. Charles was, bless his heart, trying to show me how to do it. I don't remember one thing, just going to tell you. All I did remember was each place, each part, each piece has a place, a position, and they have a role. And we are surrounded, and we've got people perfectly positioned. This is the picture God gave me of Cindy. You have people perfectly positioned right around you to do the things that you're called to do and to make sure that you're protected, that they're protected, that you guys are going out in force for the kingdom of God. I'm all about the kingdom of God. If you want to know what I stand for, it is for God's kingdom. I'm here to declare it because it is your power today. It is your anointing today. It is your position today. It is your victory today. And I can tell you guys, this is what we're about. We are each positioned. Each position to be able to go forth. But the minute that I believe we get isolated, we get in a scary place because like a lion, the enemy is looking for whom he may devour. Listen to this. It says that take a decisive stand against him and resist his every attack with strong, vigorous faith. Hey. Lucia's going to help us Wednesday with that. We are so dovetailing, don't you think, girlies? I mean, we are dovetailing this week. But but I'm talking about here. Listen, take a decisive. This is you deciding. You know what? I'm going to be a mighty woman, a mighty warrior for the Lord. I am going to stand strong. And the only way you're going to be able to do this is you're going to have to do this in community. This is how God designed it. You are in family when you become his child. You are literally in the most amazing family because you have the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. This is your family. This is your position. You are royal. You have got everything. All the keys are at your fingers. I love how Jesus even said, and I'm not going to pull that verse out. If any of you remember it, pull it in there. But how Jesus said that I'm going to go away. And when I go away, I'm going to bring back the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you so that he will indwell us. And what is this? So that we can do, he says himself, Jesus himself says this, so that we can be able to do the things like he did. And get this, even greater, even greater. He has given us so much. This is what we have in kingdom. And let me tell you here, we need to take a decisive stand against the devil, the enemy, and resist him, his every attack with strong, vigorous faith. For you know that your believing brothers and sisters around the world are experiencing the same kinds of troubles that you endure. If we were to say, what have you been going through lately? We would not get original answers here. Most of us would find that our brothers and sisters in Christ have been going through very similar trials to what we have been going through. I know some of you may not be as comfortable right here with me asking this, but drop in, like maybe what you've been dealing with. What's the number one thing that the enemy has been doing to attack you lately? Just drop it into the chat. First of all, there's two things we're going to do. We're going to make our point, but we're also going to be able to pray for one another. Okay? What is the isolation, a family rift? Oh, come on. This is good. Come on. The enemy's not original, is he? Because it says here, confidence, attacking our family, isolation for the last 2 days. Oh, wow. A lack of faith. Depression. Oh, you are in the perfect place, you guys. There's no accident that you're in this particular retreat. We're going to break off some stuff in this place today and this week. Being irrelevant. Hey, girl, I've heard that one this week. Difficulty of church leadership transition, of feelings of doubt and being a disappointment to the Lord. Telling me that I won't have provision if I quit my job. Glory, I've heard that one. Okay, come on. Come on, girlies. Okay, let me ask you something. Is any of this original? No. Because it says here, take a decisive stand against him, being the devil. Resist his every attack with strong and vigorous faith. For you know that your believing brothers and sisters around the world are experiencing the same kinds of troubles that you endure. Hello? Is anybody else going, hey, I had no clue. Because I'm telling you, I remember, did I just mention that the story I was hearing on the rock there in Chapel Hill was, if anybody ever knows that you come this close to committing suicide, Cindy Rushton, they are going to never listen. They will bail out. Thank y'all, all, by the way, for sticking with me and not leaving the Zoom room. I do appreciate that. But let me tell you what I heard. It was just a few weeks later. I was sitting in divorce care, sitting there going, I didn't know what I was going to get out of that group. But I sat there and literally 30 out of 30 people that night, it happened to be the topic, I know it was a God thing, was about divorce and feeling like you were suicidal at some point. 30 out of 30 had battled what I went through. I just sat there going, God, thank you that I'm not crazy, that I'm seriously hurting and that I'm broken, but that I'm not so messed up that I don't have hope. And you know what? God began doing a work in me. It came because of community. It came from knowing that, you know what? Other believers who were really staunch believers who loved the Lord were themselves experiencing the same kind of troubles that I was enduring. And then get this, and this is truth. This is what happened. Then after your brief suffering, the God of all loving grace, who has called you to share in his eternal glory in Christ, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever before. Glory, 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 hallelujah. I'm telling you, this is my story. This is my song. This is exactly what he's done. He was so there. I don't even have ways to explain the ways that he provided and protected and took care of me. It did not make sense. It was just constantly over the next years, one thing after the other, after the other. Interference. Let me make sure I got this. Oh, la, la. If everybody can make sure they are muted. See, I'm going to learn. Mute all. Ha ha. Okay. Hey, there you go. I got the power. All right. Okay. All I can tell you guys going back to this is, let me say this. God is so good. As rock bottom, literally, as I was that moment, sitting on that rock in Chapel Hill, I can tell you today, God is a God of restoration. He's a God who restores and he redeems, he restores, he renews, he revives, he brings turnaround. He is the God who, he is the God who sets the captive free. He's the God who brings beauty for the ashes. That is our God. Tonight, let me just share with you that this right here, this is exactly how he works. And he wants us to know how he works. He wants us to know who he is and what he can do. He will set you firmly in place and build you up, and he has the power needed to do this forever. Amen. Let me go back a little here now. Back to that rock. I want for you to know that that night, I had no clue how that was going to end up. Watching now, looking back, I probably wouldn't have been at that place of the rock if I had just stood and known just all the things that were really mine as a believer. And I'm telling you, I had years and years and years and years and years of Christianity. It wasn't like I wasn't already a Christian leader. It's not like I had not already walked through valleys that were very difficult. I knew how to call in the name of the Lord. I knew how to pray. I knew how to come before the Lord and really do warfare. I knew how to do this. But here, if we're not aware and alert, and I'm talking about on guard, if we're not surrounded with others who are in community with us and who are going to stand beside us in position to help us go through the battles, to go through the tough onslaughts of the enemy, we're not going to be able to stand in and of ourselves. We have to have the Holy Spirit, the God of the angel armies. We have to have community. This is the way God's designed this. Otherwise, the enemy is going to ransack. He is a thief. He is an identity thief. Let me take you back here. I want to share with you some things I think that are kind of interesting to me. Here, I was looking up like identity, and I just want to show you something that I think is kind of fun. Oh, where did I put it? I guess I've lost it now.
That's not good.
Here's my identity, right? My ID. And if I were to look at this, it's going to have some things that are total truth about me right now. Some things aren't. I'm sorry. It's truth. That's just being real. But what does it say? Is it true? Yours? How about yours? Is it true? Is it updated? Is it a little white lie? Maybe it's not yours. Maybe you were like me and you had a nice girl at the DMV and they put something on there that's nice. That's just nice. They were nice. But it doesn't tell the real you. Do you know what I'm saying here? Anyway, that's just what it is. Have you ever had a fake ID? You know what I found out when I was at Felice's event? I asked this question, and there were people that had fake IDs. Have you ever? Now, I'm just going to say this. I interviewed somebody for work, doing HR interviews. And when I was interviewing them, this guy starts telling me about how he made fake visas. So I'm not saying anybody in this room's ever made fake visas, but it's happened out there. You know what I'm saying? So maybe, have you ever had a fake ID? I mean, I didn't, but I didn't have to because some of my friends did when I was in school. And what'd they use it for? To buy beer. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting real here. But have you ever had a fake ID? What was that all about? Was it trying to be something you weren't, trying to go somewhere you shouldn't go, trying to be something you weren't supposed to be, trying to do something you were not supposed to do? Okay, stick with me. Have you ever had an issue with identity theft? Because a lot of people nowadays do. You know, that big scam, it's a big mess. People take your identity and they go and they use that identity and they just mess you up. They make you look like you're something you're not. Hello? Well, here's the comfort of all comfort. We're not here to talk about IDs. I'm putting mine up really fast before we start talking about what's true and not true about my ID. I'm just putting it right up right this minute. But as far as identity, I want for you to know, I am here to talk about your identity because your identity is one of the most important things you have. It's going to be that thing that I believe you need to guard with everything you got. Now, it's not all on you to guard it, by the way. The Heavenly Father is all about your identity. He is here to protect your identity. Your identity as a person, he has said it's so important. It's eternal. It's the thing that is here and now, but it's also strategic for the kingdom of God. It's so strategic that he has chosen to use your name to represent him as an ambassador. He's chosen you to be his ambassador, to be his voice into this culture for the kingdom of God. It is your essence of your being. If you think about it, if you think of Cindy Rushton, what do you think about? Do you think about what you can expect from me? Do you think about what you know of me? Do you think about the things that I have stood for, the things I have spoken, the things I have done, the things that you can know of me, the thing that you can count on? It's the very essence of who we are. Our identity is the very essence of our calling, our life purpose. It's the essence of our position in the kingdom. It's the very essence of our power in the kingdom. It's the very essence of our purpose in the kingdom. So let me ask you tonight, what's your ID? An ID is the evidence of identity. It's that distinguishing character or personality of an individual. It's the condition of being the same with something or someone else. It's the sameness or of essential or generic character for us. It's being like Christ. It's like, it's that condition of what state we are able to say we are in. It's that condition we are in. It's that personality that we take on when we are in Christ. It means the action or the process of identifying with someone or something. This is all about sanctification. Our identity is all about our sanctification. You know, when we are saved, God sees us as perfect. Can you soak that in for a minute? He sees you complete. Oh, perfect. He says it. It's about, do we believe it? Do we really know what that means for us today? Because that means that this rat race of trying to prove ourselves to mama, to daddy, to friend, to the preacher, to our husbands, our children, whoever it is, that those days are gone. This is about identifying as in Christ. It's the position. It is the identity, the person that we are. It's identifying with him. With him. It's the means of proving one's identity. I just love this. This ID is how I could prove. I had to prove that I was Cindy Rushton. I had to prove that this was really me. I had to show several pieces, and I'll tell you guys about Monday of next week why I had to do that. But or Sunday, whatever. We'll tell you why I had to do it. I had to pull out all kinds of IDs showing who I was today. Why? Because this says it for me. You know what? We have a greater identity, a greater identity. And it tells us it doesn't expire, glory, hallelujah. It doesn't end. It is who we are. And he has proven our identity. He has spoken it over us. He has said it. And let me tell you, the one who has said it is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is the great creator. He is. There is no God like him, no God above him, no God that can even come close to him. He determines that. He proves it. We don't have to prove it. Now, we prove it. But he's the one who does it. He's the official authority, glory. It's recognition. It's belonging. This right here says I'm part of the state of Tennessee. They're stuck with me. Bless their hearts. But you know something? Our identity is about recognition and belonging as being together, connected. It says I'm part of Williamson County. It says I'm part of Tennessee, U.S. This is my belonging, my connection. Whew. Your real identity is way beyond this. It is a connection that cannot be broken. You are in covenant with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It does not end. Is that good stuff? What does that mean for you today? It's that process of modeling thoughts, feelings, and actions that set you apart and identify you. Okay? With God, we are in that process of discipleship, of learning his thoughts, his feelings about things, his actions. And we're in the process of learning to make those be our go-to. It's who we are. It's what we are about. I've been studying the last 6 weeks. This is now the seventh week. It's finals week. Can y'all believe how crazy I am sometimes? But this is finals week at school. And we've been studying in this one class, we've been studying about the Sermon on the Mount. And I love the Sermon on the Mount. It's now become like literally one of my most favorite passages of scripture ever. Because in that passage of scripture, we learn what kingdom is all about. We learn who we are, what we have, what we can do, what is ours, who is ours, whose we are. It's all right there packed into Matthew 5 through 7. And that is the process. It gives us a process towards living in a victory and success. And it also shows us how to stay away from that inward division of spirit and flesh that causes us to walk in failure and condemnation and to keep messing up when we mess up. And it teaches us the end of it. I just love it. It's about God's grace. God's grace that comes alongside of us and engulfs us and says, you know what? This is who you are. This is what is yours. You have an identity. You have a belonging. You have a place of connection. You have one that is telling you who you are and what is yours, what will always be the thing, what will always be yours. You cannot be taken away. What you can do. You are exactly who God says you are. I know sometimes I'm just going to be really blunt here, you guys. My biggest struggle I have is I believe that for you, and I have a feeling some of you are going to relate with me here. You could believe it for me, and you could believe it for the person sitting next to you, but when it comes to believing it for yourself, sometimes you're going, but Cindy, I know where I mess up. Hello. You know what? When God sees you, he literally, if you are a believer, if you're not, please don't leave this room tonight without us talking about it. Because I'm serious, it's the greatest gift I could ever be able to give you, is that gift of introducing you to my Lord. But if you have trusted him as your Lord and Savior, let me tell you, you are everything he says you are. He sees you literally covered by the blood of Christ, covered by his redemption, covered by his love, covered by his anointing, covered by his power, covered by his identity. And you are exactly who he says you are. You can do exactly what he says you can do. You can have every single thing that he says you can have. Now I just want to break, somebody in here is getting some shackles broke loose. I can feel it. What does he say you have? Because I'm telling you what I see is he says everything that's his is yours. That means there's no deficit for you. There's nothing lacking for you. I'm not sitting here trying to give you a good feeling message, but I don't think it gets any better than that. You're a child of the King. You have access to everything that he says you can have. He is who he says he is, not who the devil says he is. The devil wants to make you so mad at him. I remember years ago, God gave me this vision, and it was the vision of the matador who is with his red cloth, and he's doing the bullfight. You know what I'm talking about? How he's waving that red flag, and how at the same time as he's waving that red flag, which has got the bull's attention, he's stabbing him and trying to take his life. The picture of this to me is many times the devil is all about waving that red flag. That red flag might be your husband. It might be your mama. It might be your preacher. It might be God. It might be yourself. Hello? He's done the same thing to me. And here's the thing. He is this great accuser. That's one great thing he is. He's just the ultimate accuser. He himself, he accuses you against you. He accuses you against your others. He accuses you against God. He accuses God against you and God others against you. He is all about accusing, accusing, accusing. He wants for you to think that God is who he says God is. And he wants for you to think at any given time that God is that person who has hurt you, or that God allowed that. God is all powerful. Why didn't he stop it? Well, God is also all holy. He's ultimate holy. And he has a restriction. His holiness restricts him. Because that's the Godhead for you. When you can soak your head into that one, you'll see that even the things we do hurt other people. And the things that we choose hurt other people. And God will take those things and he will make those things good. But that doesn't give us permission to do the things we do. It doesn't enable us. It doesn't mean he created that evil. Those are some sick theologies that are out there. No, God is who he says he is. He is all good. There is no evil in him. It's what the Bible says. That he is all powerful, meaning there is no limitation that he has. There is no lid to his power. There is no wall that he puts his power inside. You are his. And he says, I am who I say I am, and I am that for you. I will do what I say I do. He will do what he says he will do for you. He's not going to let you down. People say all the time, but Cindy, he did let me down with this. Can I ask you, did he? Or where's your faith? Because the times I felt let down, I have to say Cindy wasn't in faith. Cindy was having more faith in the letdown or in the thing, in the person that was failing, or in Cindy's ability to make it turn around herself. She was having more faith in that than she was in the God who could have come through for me and those things. So he is who he says he is, and he can do what he says he can do. And here's a beautiful truth. He will do it, and he will do it for you. He'll do it through you. And he'll do it through you for his glory. That's the God you have. That is yours. But again, there's a thief. There is a thief, an identity thief. The devil is lurking around for whom he may devour. He is the thief who is wanting to steal and kill and destroy. I like that word slaughter in the Passion. Slaughter, that's what it looks like. It's a big mess. He loves to create messes. And he wants to convince you that this is what you have. And I'm just telling you, this is not truth. You can't listen to him. You can't look around at what the circumstance looks like today. You have to get some spirit eyes, and you have to decide, I'm going to look by faith. Or he will ransack you, because he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy everything about you. Your influence, your life, your relationships, your impact, your purpose, your identity, your belongings, your relationships. He is after everything. He wants to destroy you. He would have been so happy that night with me on the rock. Thank God. But God wouldn't let him have his way. He wouldn't even let me have my way that night. He intervened, thank goodness. Thank goodness. And I just want, if there's something I could impart to those who hear me, is there's never a circumstance that's so bad that is worth that next step that I'm thankful I didn't take. Nothing. You can always make more money. You can always push past a bad circumstance. Those feelings aren't going to be there forever. Joy comes in the morning. The ashes are going to turn into beauty. Come on. This is not your forever. But the enemy would love to take everything. He would love to get us to that point of despair where we think we have nothing else. He wants us to be like him. He's the great counterfeit. Just like in Christ, we can be like Christ. It's our position. It's what he enables through his power and his anointing and through Holy Spirit. Likewise, the devil wants us to be like him. He's the great counterfeit. Let me tell you what he is, in case you are dealing with this. He is depressed. He is out of control. He's negative. He's afraid. Come on. You ever been hit by fear? Let me tell you, it's not Holy Spirit giving you that. There's a king of fear. And he's afraid. He is perverted. I can tell you, none of his ways that are against God's original design are going to take you into a beautiful place. They're going to take you into a very perverted way. It always cycles downward. It's always uglier. It's always worse. You can't play with that, because he is the God of perversion. He wants for you to be just like him, and he will come against your purity with his perversion. He is alone and lonely. He is the ultimate lonely. Why do you think he wants you isolated? He wants you just like him. because he knows, hey, you don't even have to be there. You have a calling into a family, a healthy, happy family. You have the daddy that's going to love you and who can do all these things that your earthly father could not do for you. I had a really good daddy, but I'm telling you, he had such limitations. And here's what I know that I know that I know is my heavenly father has none, no limitations, not one. And here he has community. I've said this tonight several times. I think that's something he wants somebody to take home with them. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be isolated. Get connected. We've got a community right there on Facebook. We have events that are going to be very, very regular. This week, you have them every single night. We're going to spoil you. But we have all of these podcasts, these websites, all these things that are there for us to come alongside of you. We have live events that are coming. Come on. So you don't have to be alone. In fact, don't be. Don't be. Because that's how he is. He's alone. He's angry. Hello? Have you ever felt like you had somebody that was after you? Somebody who's trying to hurt you and destroy you? Hello? It's him. This is him. He wants you to be angry. He wants to push your boundaries in so many different ways that you get angry or you get defeated or you get depressed, just like him. He is so selfish. He wants you to be selfish, just like him. He is so destructive, and he wants you to be just like him. The devil tries to steal our identity. He tries to put this on you, and he tries to tell you who you are, what you have. He tries to be the information on your ID. Tries to tell you what you belong to, what you couldn't possibly go and do, what you couldn't possibly have. This is your limit with him. He tells you what your value is. Whoa, don't let him go there. Don't let him tell you your value. You're so valuable that the God of all creation did not want heaven without you. And he made all the plans in the word. Every bit of it was so he could have you with him eternally. Whew. He, as the Redeemer, sets the price for you. And you are so worth so much that you're worth the God of all creation becoming man, fully God, fully man, and dying for you. The blameless one, the God himself choosing to die for you. For you. I don't know about you, but that just says you're worth an awful lot. There is no price that could be even comprehended. No price. Oh, so valuable, so priceless. You are defined by God, not by the enemy. He wants to tell you you're defined by your and destined by your circumstances and your story that you've been living, that you've went through, the thing that's happened to you. He wants that to be how you're identified. So today, can I ask you, where's your ID? Is it lost? You have no idea where that identity is? Are you trying to use the wrong ID? Or is it fake? Oh, goodness. I remember, and I shared this at the conference. God gave me this prophetic dream one night. And when he gives these, I'm like, ooh, I wish I had them more often because they're really big. But when they happen, it like overwhelms me. And this one dream that I dreamed, I wrote about it in our action guide, you guys. The dream was of me as a little girl holding this big 1828 dictionary. For those of you who are homeschool mamas, you know what I'm talking about. That big old dictionary. But this was bigger. This was like as big as me. And so heavy. It was like probably heavier because of what was contained in it. But it was so heavy. And I was struggling to carry it around with me. But I was carrying it everywhere with me. And what it was, as I opened the Lord came to me and he said, open that dictionary, open it up. I want you to open that up. And I opened it up, and as I did, all these words kept jumping out at me, like almost attacking me, like loser, abandoned, rejected. And it just, and they were screaming at me, trying to tell me exactly what I was. And I believed it because they'd been telling me along. I was, again, carrying it with me. I was carrying that along with me everywhere I went. It was such a heavy load to carry. And the Lord said, drop it. Drop it. And as I did, he took me by the hand and helped me to step over and go on beyond that. I think it was very interesting how he did that, because there's something about us when we let the enemy define us and tell us who we are, when we let our circumstances and our stories tell us who we are and what is ours and what we can count on in life. I'm asking you tonight, what is your identity? Are you willing to let those definitions go? Are you willing to let the Lord be the one who tells you who you are and what you are? Because I'm telling you, he wants that for you tonight. He wants to take back everything the enemy has stolen from you. He wants to give you all the things that he has just been with, he's had for you all along. He's got a good plan for you, a plan to not harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Today, will you let him be the one who tells you who you are? Will you grasp on to that identity he has? Will you take back all the things that the enemy has stolen from you? That's my prayer for you. Let me pray, and then we're going to open this up, and we're not going to be done. Just hold on. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you. You are so good. I thank you that right now I hear you just calling out the enemy and saying, you have no case against these sweet women. You don't get to define them. I am their papa, their father. I am the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And Lord, I just praise you for that. Lord, I ask you today to settle all those voices that are screaming in their ears. I can just sense them. And Lord, silence them so they can hear you and what you say about them. God, I believe that this week we're going to be sitting at your feet, letting you speak to us. Tonight, I expose the devil, and we make a commitment that we're going to take back everything that the devil's stolen. We right now call him up and say, you're on alert, Satan. You're going to give back everything that you've stolen. Those relationships, the story that people have had, the things, the way we feel about ourselves, Lord. God, I just thank you that you're going to be with us, and I thank you you've got our backs on this. We are who you say we are. We can do what you say we can do. You are every bit who you say you are. You can do everything that you say you can do. You're going to do that through us and for us. And Lord, I just thank you that we are going to be able to be vessels that you can use. Vessels who can help to make you famous, who can shine your glory out into this culture and bring people to your kingdom. It is our hope. It is our purpose. It is our identity. I thank you for you, everything you've done, Lord. For us, in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, you guys, if you want to unmute, I like this part. It's my favorite part. Oh, yes. So if you want to unmute, if there's something that you would like for us to pray about, or if you have a big takeaway tonight, something maybe I didn't even say, but maybe God put it on your heart, jump in and tell us. Come on.
Jump you in. Surprise! No, first of all, I want to say that was really powerful, Cindy. And I was looking at the chat and, you know, you said so many things and were honest and real. And I love that. I love that about you. You know, that's so you, vintage Cindy. But, you know, one of the things I was reading as I was looking at some of the comments is that, you know, so many times people put their identity in things. And if we would just do it, you know, the difficult way, Christ, then we don't need to worry about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So do you have like any particular scriptures, or are they like your favorites that you could share with us?
Go ahead.
No, I the only one, like I put one in here that was a prayer for Arilla, but was like Isaiah 41:10. You know, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you with my righteous right hand. So it's like, you know, just whenever we're, you know, and I learned that recently again, Lucia re-educated me when I interviewed her, but it was like so powerful that I've just been doing that, and just the praise scriptures and the scriptures that, you know, will help me rather than just dwelling on those negatives. So I'm going to mute my mic and let you talk.
Oh, you know what? I think Lucia may even have something there. Come on, Lucia, to me. And here's what I would say. I think from Genesis through Revelation, God, his whole thing is he wants us to sit at his feet and let him speak to us. And I've been thinking, okay, like one of the things that I've been soaking on the last 3 months has been what it means for Jesus to have been the Word. And God just keeps giving me so much about who he is and what he has been all about. And so what I would say is you can't lose wherever you drop into the Bible and you begin. But there are some places I think that are really super special. And it's a lot dependent on where you are and what you're really struggling with. Are you struggling with what God says about you? Are you struggling about who he is and what he can do? Like, for example, if it's about who God is, I think John is a powerful book of the Bible, because all throughout John, one of John's big things is he felt, one of his themes of the book of John was who Jesus was, who God is, and what he could do, like how he was introducing us to who he was and what he would do and what we could count on with him. I think about other passages, well, like Psalm, you want to know a mixture of who you are, what is yours, what he thinks, you know, how he feels, how he even lets us think and feel. One of my things, I came out of this book of Psalms a while back thinking, I was kind of overwhelmed by the fact of it was, I don't know why it kind of shocked me that some of the passages as I hit them. Maybe it was just where I was in life. I was maybe more peaceful than most of the time, but it was like, I saw so many emotions reading it. And it was like, God said, Cindy, I'm not afraid of any of your emotions. I don't have this thing where I think you can't feel any of it. I don't have a no list. You can be angry. You could be hurt. You can be upset. You could accuse me. You can say a lot. You can do a lot of things right there. And it was like, I was just kind of blown away that he's a God. I think he must love women because we're just like that, you know? But I was thinking that passage, or even Proverbs, you know, there's a proverb, a chapter in Proverbs for every day of the month, except this month, you'll have a couple extra. But I think you can't go wrong anywhere you go. Now, Lucia, what are your thoughts? You really have some powerful stuff.
Thank you, Cindy, for giving me this opportunity. You know, identity is so vital to the body of Christ. If you want to walk in victory, you have to know who you are. You have to know what the Word of God says you are and who he says you are. And you can look all through the Word and you can see God tells you who you are. And when the kids were little, I started doing the building blocks, the ABCs of who we are in Christ. And I just started telling them, oh, baby, you are the apple of God's eye. You have favor everywhere you go. He loves you so much. You know, you're redeemed. He has redeemed you. He has justified you. And I remember one day I was going through this big list with the kids and they were confessing who they were. I would say it, they'd confess it. And God said, Lucia, I feel the same way about you. That's exactly who you are. And so, you know, we need to know, you know, that we don't give place to the devil. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You know, everything you set your hands to is blessed and will prosper. You're the beloved of God. You know, you're full of zeal. You're full of life. You have everlasting life. You know, you are established. You're rooted and grounded in God. You know, you're full of faith. You're free. John, I think it's John 8:36 says that God has set us free. You know, we're forgiven. God's grace covers this. No matter what we do, God's grace covers this, and it's enough. And, you know, you're healed. Even the Bible is full. You know, I can, from A to Z, you can figure out who you are. And if you want to go to my website, luciaclaiborne.com, I'm going to plug this real quick. I have a book on there, The ABCs of Who I Am in Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, that will help you learn who you are in Christ. And it's phenomenal. You know, Cindy, when I remember when you got the revelation of who you were in Christ.
Right.
Oh my gosh, what a sad day for the devil.
And he deserved it very well.
Yes.
He deserved that very well. I think back over his attack, especially you remember when he attacked me in this area. Mm-hmm. It was literally, that is a moment I think is interesting, because I think that is probably what this second half of my life will be all about.
Yes.
It will be proclaiming who we are and what is ours. And who God is.
That's
and
right.
What he can do and what he's going to do for all of us.
Yes.
Because
and what
I believe
he's already done for all.
Yes. Yes.
Now, he's really done everything he's going to do. It's up to us to take it by faith.
Yes.
And when you understand your authority, oh my gosh, the authority that God has given us to walk in victory, to defeat the enemy every day with the power of our words, that's how we get our identity.
Yes.
Our words and knowing who we are and knowing what belongs to us. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over, but this is so important.
No, I we need to hear. This is not just something God this is not just something I've made up either. This is what the word says. And I think that's why it's so important for us to get in the word and let God be the one to show us exactly what we are to believe here of who we are. What is ours, period, who he is. And I can tell you that's the big, when you think of spiritual warfare, that is the warfare of what is waging right there.
I agree. Because if the enemy can continue to lie to you and tell you you're not worthy, tell you that you have messed up, tell you that you're not quite good enough as somebody else, mm-hmm. then put that self-doubt in your heart, he's got you trapped, you mm-hmm. know, and you have to humble yourself to say what the word of God says about you. And, and at first you'll think, oh, I'm lying. But you know, Romans 4:17 says to call those things which are not as though they are.
Mm.
And we don't go by how we feel. We have to go by what the word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
You might not feel like you're the righteousness of God. But God made you righteous when you were born again. You had nothing to do with it because he made you that way.
Mm. Whew. I love it. Oh, and, And you know, here's another thing I just thought about. You're going to have over the next 4 days sessions right here every night where you're going to dig deeper and deeper and deeper. We've got some looking at some different women in the Bible that and what God did with them. And we have got, I mean, it just is a very powerful lesson this whole week. I'm thrilled. And you're going to see how it all meshes together, because that's what happens when we're in community and when we are in the Word and we are asking God, what do you want for us to know? Hey, Abby.
Hey, this is Donna. I'm on my daughter's computer. Oh. Her name's Abby.
Like, you know what?
Sorry, I had to move the computer. I just wanted to say to you ladies, girls, preach. Y'all are bringing it, and it is awesome, and y'all are just hitting your pinging on everything. I think it's just refreshing to see other women. You know, I like to do life with kingdom friends, and I ain't got time for a lot of else. I want it real. I want it shot at it, and y'all are bringing it, and I just wanted to say, you know, it resonates with me. And God asked me years ago, you know, who am I to you, Donna? You've walked with me your whole life. You have generational women that pour out, you know, on you your whole life. But I'd done all the things, checked all the boxes, blah, blah, blah. And he asked me, who am I to you? I wrote it in my Bible. Well, he got me still. Michelle knows this. We do life together. But this story. But he asked me to get on a bike ride to go tell him. He's like, who am I to you? And mm-hmm. I could not answer him.
Wow.
And I mean, I've walked with him my whole life, led youth, done children's church, all the stuff, all the things. And he said, well, okay, how would you praise me? And I started thinking of it like a Christian song, you know, that I knew. And he's like, well, that's good. That's great. When they wrote it, it affected a lot of people, but I asked you how you would praise me.
Come on.
And there's more to the story, but what he got me to see was, you know, you need to find out who I am. Mm. And when you find out who I am, and then you'll know who you are. And he told me, you know, you're gonna meet me in the morning, every morning, every morning, every morning, every morning. And as I did that years and years ago, and I don't know if this will help any women, but you got to get in the Word. You got to get in worship. You got to get in prayer. You have got to have communion with the Lord, just you and Him in the secret place of your own place. Mm-hmm. And then you get to know who you are and whose you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So
and good. That's, you're hitting every bit of it, all of you. And that identity is so important. But like you said, Lucia, I struggled too with, I could say it for everybody else. And what Cindy said, I could say it for everybody else, mm-hmm. but not me. And God got me on my knees. And it was with a song, I'd given to Michelle. Go look up what Michelle said. What's his name? But anyway, Spirit Lead Me, because it was during one of those songs. He's like, Donna, you give it out and you pour out, but I want you to say you're worthy.
Mm.
And I could not say it until for about 30 minutes.
Wow.
And he'll let you know, yeah, you're worthy too. I died for you too, Missy.
I love it.
Yeah, you're awesome. I love it. Good breaking bread.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you are here.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad to be here.
And there's something so... I mean, like, I grapple every time about being on video. However, I love getting to see your sweet, beautiful face. Oh. It's just awesome.
I love being here. I know I haven't been able to get on in a while.
Well, we are
glad to be here.
Much more of this.
Yes.
Oh, anybody else? I love it. I think I'm hearing you a little. Sounds like
Lucia is my she is just everything to me. She is my mentor. She is my encourager. I have a prayer request. I'm 73 years old, and I've been a Christian since I was 7 years old, and I felt like I could serve the Lord and that I was just going to enjoy my life and just, you know, just enjoy life and not bother with things. And he began to start working in my life again and using Lucia, and she can be really outspoken at times to me, which I appreciate. And, you know, I said, God, why would you wait till now when I'm 73 for all of this? And he said, because it's such a time as this. Yeah. And so I'm asking y'all, I have a lot of things to share. And I don't understand all about this podcast and everything, but I'm asking y'all to just pray for me and just pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you so much, Cindy. I was with you in Decatur one time.
Yes.
Okay. And I just appreciate you so much in what you're doing.
Thank you. I am so excited you are here, because there's a time where we're going to have the mic turned on you, because you've got such amazing things that the Lord's giving you. And you guys, I can only tell you that Linda presses into the Lord, and I know she hears his voice. And Linda, I believe from the bottom of my heart, God has got some really amazing things he's about to do with you. And I'm talking about it's like, step up, it's going to happen right then. You know, it will be happening as you step up. So whenever that moment is, but I just want to pray over you for sure. And Lucia may have some other things too for you, but Lord, I just thank you for Linda. I thank you for what I see that you've got in her. She has got so much of you, and she has such a passion for you. And Lord, I just pray that you will come alongside of her. You are a miracle working God. You can make this this technology easy for us. You can make it just work, because that's you. You are the God of all things. And I believe you're going to make a total provision, total way for her to be able to do the things that she needs to do. And Lord, I believe that she's got her ear to your heart. And that's just what I see, is I see her in your arms and with her ear right up to your heart. And I know that as she's sitting there in your arms, she hears things that need to be spoke for. So, Lord, I ask you to make a way for her. I just believe you will. But you're so good, Lord. In his name I pray, amen.
Amen. What I am hearing God say, or what I'm reminded of, is Moses, I believe it was, mm-hmm. when he was 80, he said, let me take this mountain.
Mm.
You know, I think a lot of times we use our age as a lid and a limit, and we are never too old to begin. You know, in Titus 2, it says that the older ladies are supposed to instruct the younger women. We need you, Linda. The body needs you. The wisdom you have, the body needs that. Mm-hmm. And we are here to come alongside you and to help you get that out. Because your voice needs to be heard.
Mm. Okay, I was hearing some static there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Woo! Yes, I totally agree with you. Totally agree.
Yeah, I was thinking too, as Linda was talking, you know, every time I hear someone talking about their age and the feelings or the of limitation that they find in their ministry, or they feel like they've come into their ministry later, you know, everything is with purpose. You know, I'm a Filipino first generation immigrant, and you know, it is mission critical for there to be generational connections. And and I always like to think about, like, Grandma Moses. She wasn't Grandma Moses until she was in her 80s. There is a season of preparation and you know, there it's going to span different times for different people. And Miss Linda, I would say too that don't limit yourself to technology or feel like you have to use it. It's available to you if you decide to lean into it. But you don't know when that one word at Walmart or that one hug at church or that one piece of wisdom you're going to offer in small group is going to send somebody in a trajectory that you may never get to be privy to. But the fact that your heart is so open to that and is so longing to be that for someone, God is absolutely going to make that possible for you. And there can be a lot of pressures, you know, with people talking about platform and, you know, getting into every piece of technology. And you just have to find a thing that is perfectly suited to you. You don't have to be anything more or any less than what God has created you to be in your circles of influence. So I just want to speak into you that my gratitude that you have the desire to speak into the women that are coming up behind you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. Well, and you know, here's the funny thing to me that definitely Lucia knows the grappling that I've had with coming back after 7 years of quiet. And it can be overwhelming. I actually had a funny thing happen to me just this past week that was just it was to me a verification of why I do, because there's so many people that discourage people from doing it. They see it as they see things through a self-limited belief and probably mindset that if somebody else comes up doing something great, that's somehow a conflict for them. And I just want to say that I believe that God has put all of us here together. You won't have to do one thing by yourself. Isn't that the good news? You have those that are right here doing community with you, that are in your tribe, that are on your side, that are going to be doing this right alongside of you. So I love that we don't have to be alone and we can step into what God has called us to do. I believe he's got some big stuff for you because you bring freedom. And you guys, just a little story of what happened. Lucia and Linda invited Charles and I several months now, isn't it? I go to Decatur and they took us. I was having some really big struggles in an area. I needed some breakthrough. And so they took us into the courtroom of heaven. And I want to tell you guys, it was just one moment where Charles got breakthrough. I got breakthrough. I think everybody in the room got some breakthrough because we all got breakthrough. You know, it was just God did some mighty things. And the peace, I think that's what happens when you have people that will dare to press in and will go before the Lord with you, who will take you on a journey where maybe you don't even have the faith yourself to go there. And Linda, I see you as that person. So I'm excited. I never would have guessed you were 73. You fake it pretty good. You could lie on your ID. Oh, who else is in this room right now? I got to peek. I haven't been peeking. Let's see. Oh, hey. Hey, Brandy. Is that Sharon? What? Yeah. Jump in here, girlies.
I jumped in. Can you hear me?
Yes, you look so beautiful. I love seeing that face.
It's the end of the day, and I sat down to drink the last little bit of my coffee, and I thought, well, I'll just put on Facebook and see what pops up, and there you were. And I'm so glad I did what I did, because this was birthed so many months ago, and I'm just so thankful for God's grace and his mercy and just his overflowing spirit up on this project. I mean, it is just amazing that what we spoke about on the phone months ago.
Oh, and it's not done. You've got your time coming.
I didn't healthy. And, you know, I struggle with that. You and I both have talked about that and how Satan truly wants to just rip it out of us and the identity that we have in Christ. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share this, and it was something that I don't remember who said it. I don't remember if I read it, but how when before we were born, our genetic makeup is of Christ. It is of God. And we can, it can never be ripped. That part of it can never be taken away from us. Mm-hmm. Not until the end of time. If we do not, you know, get on board and just take what's rightfully ours. Mm-hmm. That right, that just being a human being. And I that immediately, when I heard that or read it, it just gave me strength. It gave me strength. So
oh, that's good.
Just wanted to share that tonight. And I'm so, so thankful that I jumped on here and I got to just feel the strength in this group. It is amazing. Just the community, when you said that, it just filled my heart with such peace. And well, everything, peace, strength, encouragement, is just amazing. Thank you so much. Everybody that has worked so hard to get this together. Oh, I shared it a few moments ago. I had to just kind of get my attention off of what you were saying. I was trying to do both, but I'm not a multitasker. Well, I do multitask, but I kind of have tunnel vision toward one thing. But I did share what was going on tonight. So I hope some of my friends who do not know you and some of the other ladies here, I hope they get to know you, because it is amazing what God is doing through all of you ladies. And I thank you.
Oh, I'm excited. And hey, our plans that we were talking are coming. It was kind of funny because Lucia and I were planning come away beloved, you know, my beloved. And when we were planning it on the way back from Florida, it was like God just birthed that's the name of our retreats from now on, you know. So what we're going to be doing is regular retreats where we do this, or my ultimate goal is some in person, like where we get apart in different areas. And by the way, I'm just going to put this out. This is a request. If people know, or God, I just think God's going to do some fun stuff with this. But my coach Kelly said, well, what if people had homes where they just wanted for people to, you know, like have four or five women come and have a little retreat getaway, or maybe a different, you know, whatever they had, who knows what you have. But I want to see, my vision is for us to see some retreats where we can get away, really get intimate and really press in and let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do in our lives. And so that's just kind of my heart on this. I'm so excited. You, Sharon, I know you've been tried by fire, and you've been right there with me as I've gone through the fire, through the valleys, through the mountaintops, all of that, and then in between, all that in between.
Even when we didn't know it. Even when we didn't know it.
Yeah.
We were experiencing the trials, but at the same time, we were experiencing those mountaintop moments.
Mm-hmm. That got- yeah, yeah. It's so precious.
So you guys, anything?
Yeah.
Well, Michelle's over there. I see her smiling, grinning from ear to ear.
Isn't she adorable?
Because we just might can make that happen in the panhandle.
Oh, yes.
We've already been talking about collaborating together, but I have a place that God's opened up. I'd be love to share with you more. And it actually is what I do is art ministry and art retreats.
Yes, done.
Ministry moments, and yeah, so well, God just put us all on here at the right time. So ooh, that way you may not even have to think about it.
It is going to be good, you guys.
Michelle and I can tag team together.
That makes my heart full.
That's our grinning.
Get ready. Get ready, everybody. See, this is not going to end.
So, I'm on the panel too. I'm just saying. I'm like right from her. I'm on the panhandle too. I'm in.
That's Brandy. There's Brandy. Hey, Brandy.
Hi, girls.
Okay, now, if there's anyone who wants to come to Alaska.
Yes.
In the summer. I'm not asking you to come in the winter. Come in the summer.
Yes. It's on our bucket list. Yes.
No, we have a motorhome. Not fancy, but it's a motorhome. And we could just go out into the wild and worship God.
Hello there.
Oh, sweet.
It is spectacular. I'm in.
Road trip.
That sounds amazing.
Marianne, I'm talking to you.
Hear God's voice or Kim's.
That's awesome.
Out of the building. You never know.
I think he's activating. I keep hearing him saying it's accelerated activation. And
I think so. And whenever you feel like your heart is beating really fast, it's racing, then I'm like, okay, that's God. He's asking me to say something.
He's up to some sweet stuff. He's been waiting for a little bit. And that just makes my heart just so full. Now he's excited. I can just feel his smiling pleasure. I can hear it, feel it. You know, does that make sense to you guys? So, I love it. Is that Janelle?
It is.
You are so close, but I have missed you.
I know. It's been some years, but we're reconnecting.
Yes. I'm so excited. Oh, you guys. I want
to talk for a minute and about identity. It's a lifelong journey for me as God has lovingly reached out and helped me in healing from sexual abuse for 9 years from my stepfather, and not knowing who a loving father could be. And there are some wonderful times that I have now that God has ministered to me through song, through study, through ladies getting together. I have some very specific moments where God has spoken into my life and let me know that he is a loving, perfect father. And then, of course, 12 years ago, when my life turned upside down, my identity, you know, I was suddenly a widow, suddenly no longer a wife, and no longer the assistant pastor's wife. The first time, a month after he died, that after service, the minister had someone in the congregation had went to the emergency room. And as I drove home, I realized if I were here, I'd be going and doing ministry. Who am I? What? And so God is awesome. He's doing wonderful things. The last 12 years has been difficult, but God is blessing that just in 2020, just in these 8 short weeks, turnaround, wonderful, wonderful thing. So, just real quick, God has blessed me. My 4th grandchild's on the way. it's awesome. My boys are doing great. And finally learning to look in and take care of mom a little bit. But I'm so excited to be reconnecting with you and the community. And homeschoolers forever. I've just moved into a new apartment and it is hilarious. I bought 4 bookcases. I thought 3 would be mine and 1 for the kids stuff. No. I've got so much. Yes.
I love it. That is awesome. And you may remember Lucia. Lucia doesn't live very far from you. Okay, and Lucia, perfect. you may remember Janelle. She is a worshiper. Woo, the girl.
Still leading worship. I'm telling you that, when your life gets turned upside down, for a long time, the only place I felt normal was when I was leading worship Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. To be in his presence
Yes.
It's where we belong.
That's right. Where are you at right now?
In Hartsel.
Okay, I'm in Moulton.
Okay.
Yeah. We are close.
Very yeah. close.
We'll, yes. we'll have to get together.
And when y'all do.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
That's great. Definitely. You guys. Whew, yes. But then you have to let me know. I believe in sharing friends. However, have wheels, we'll travel.
Yes. We'll have to share our digits, Janelle.
Yes.
Right. We'll do that. I pulled up your website, so I'll make some contact.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to it.
As a matter of fact, you guys definitely connect in, on Facebook, through websites, through whatever you guys, I mean, like I'm hearing some of you, are all of you that were down in the panhandle, are y'all like connected or is this a surprise?
No, they were connected.
Yeah. I can't wait. I almost came, but I'll tell you guys next week why I did not come for spring break. But
anyway. Well, we haven't had spring break. Maybe you have, but you could make a new spring break.
I'm not. my son lives right there just north of Destin in Crestview.
Yes, right beside us.
Ah, now where are you? Are you in Niceville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. No way. Do you know how many times I go to Niceville? Like every time I go down there.
Yes, that's and Michelle, Randy, me,
Eva.
Mm-hmm. Where's Eva? Did I not see Eva?
Okay. That's a deal. I love it.
Pack your bags, girl.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We have a couple of things going. Like next week is a special something. And then my daughter graduates from Boot Camp Osset on the 20th of March and then goes to airborne school. And
wow.
Yeah. They're keeping me hopping around here, but that because of that, she's my next trip. So I will work for tickets to see the kids and grands.
Yeah. It goes fast,
doesn't it? Doesn't it? I laugh, Matt. I didn't laugh because Matt had surgery. He just had to have this big knee surgery. What I laughed at is his little boy, Oliver, is just so thrilled to take care of his daddy right now. It is the cutest thing I've ever seen. He's like, Mimi, I'm taking care of daddy. And it's like the biggest thing for this little four-year-old. It's so cute.
Cuteness.
They are fun. Okay, anybody else? Jump in. I'm so happy you guys are here.
I just want to say thank you, ladies, for tonight. And I have a special needs child, and then my mother unexpectedly was coming in from out of town and needed my attention, but I was sitting on the toilet just doing what I needed to do to listen, and she was kind of trapped there. I know Michelle's like, no, you're not going there, but I...
You can it doesn't surprise me, girl.
Yeah.
You can't but surprise me.
Yeah, I'm like, if she had to be trapped in the toilet, then she's going to listen to the word, and that's just how it's got to be tonight. But I'm so glad that you guys are in community, and I look forward to the next couple of days. Thank you so much. I have a guest room, so anybody wants to come. Good night. Thanks.
Oh, yes. Awesomeness. That is so fun. Well, I'm glad you're here, and I am looking forward to seeing you guys next time I am down there. It won't be long, promise. Do you think I stay away very long from grandchildren?
No way.
Never, never. I love it. Okay, anybody else? Well, I just so appreciate you guys being here tonight. And I'm just going to, what if we start, I'm going to start prayer. If you want to pick up, I'm going to give a second or so because there is that delay. And we can just kind of go around. Everybody that wants to just jump in and lift something into prayer, we'll do that. But, and then when there's nothing else going on, I'll close this and we will close for the night. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for being here in our midst. Lord, I thank you that you have called us to come away. And yes, you call us your sweet beloved. And Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you that you want to have time with us and you want to speak into our lives. You want to speak into our hearts. You want to speak into our identity, Lord. And I just pray that this week that you just pull us aside and you teach us things that literally, oh goodness, they set us free, Lord. They teach us so much about what we are and who you are. Lord, I just ask you to continue this conversation. This is a conversation I just hear you saying that you want to have with each of us. So tonight as we break, I pray that we'll just take a few more minutes to just sit before you and ask you what you want to give us. Lord, I believe you've got some good, sweet treasures that you want to give us. And those are things that go beyond what each of us are saying in this room, Lord. That's things you want to say to us. And so, Lord, just speak to our hearts. Thank you.
Father, I just thank you that you have given us an opportunity to just sit at your feet, Father, as sisters in Christ, that this has become, this has been a night of refreshment and renewal, Father God, of truth in who you say we are, Lord. Father, I just pray that even when we depart from one another, that we stand in the truth of that, that we carry one another in our hearts as we move into this week, Father God, that we've been fortified in the fellowship of one another, Father, and that, Lord, you have been so good in just connecting us wherever we are around the world, Father God, so that we can be together as sisters in faith. Father, I thank you for letting us be the best parts of women together, Father, as we link arms and collaborate and commiserate with one another, Father, encourage one another, Father God, and just see the beauty in one another, Lord, with completely fresh eyes, Lord. Father, just let every woman hold on to that truth. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you for working around corners we have yet to turn, and that you receive us in every moment, Lord. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we just lay these prayers at the foot of the cross.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this message tonight. And Lord, I thank you for all of these beautiful people who have come together, Lord, just to bring glory to your name and lift it up here and beyond. Lord, there's no limitation to what you can do in our lives. And Lord, thank you for this reminder. Lord, if we needed to be a reminder every day, Lord, there's a reminder in the sky and in the ground and the flowers and in the birds. Lord, thank you for these reminders. And Lord, thank you for these human reminders of what it is to go through trials and to look to you and what the outcome is when we do that. Lord, thank you so much. And Lord, thank you for this topic about identity and you and how powerful that is. Lord, thank you so much. And Lord, I want to especially thank you for being intentional. I know that none of this came about just as a whim. Lord, you are so intentional in your plans for us. And Lord, thank you so much for that. And Lord, I can't wait to see what your intentional plans for each and every life that has been touched by this message comes to be. Lord, there is a purpose and you have made the way. Lord, thank you so much.
That's good. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we pray for your Orla and her family and for healing and strength and comfort. Lord, we ask for those around the world also that are dealing with coronavirus. Lord, give the doctors what they need to find the cure quicker and faster. Help them to know how to treat and just to stop it in its tracks.
Abba, Father, thank you so much. We can call you our daddy. Such an intimate and such a place of
wholeness, and such a place of contentment to sit in your lap and know that we're completely held. Thank you that you have created womanhood to be unique and powerful. I think of Deborah, I think of Ruth and Esther, that you create, and Mary, you created these powerful women, Elizabeth, to be used in your kingdom. So I thank you that you are opening our eyes to see the importance and the influence of womanhood in the light of who you are. We thank you that you answer our prayers even before we even know what to ask. You are asking, you are running to us, you are leading, and you are beckoning our hearts to you. And so I'm just going to repeat the words that Jesus prayed to you. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation. Deliver us from evil. We grab hold of your promises. We grab hold of the hand that you offer to us to lead us along the way, the path of light, the path of love, and the path of freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we praise you ahead of time for what you're doing with these ladies. The freedom that you're going to bring to them this week. The freedom that has started tonight. Father, I thank you that you give everyone attending ears to hear and eyes to see in the spirit realm how much you love us, Lord. How much you love each lady here. The good plans that you have for them. And Father, it is the authority of the name of Jesus that we silence the voice of the enemy's lies that he whispers in our ears, that we are not good enough. If we were only this or if we were only that. Father, I thank you because Jesus paid the price for us. We are enough. And Lord, I thank you that the mighty warrior on the inside of every woman is rising up and taking her rightful place as the head of her spiritual walk, and that she will not be defeated after this week, Father. And Lord, I am thankful that each one of us is just going to build on the other. What an awesome, awesome group you have put together and orchestrated to set the captives free and to launch us into our future, Father. Lord, we thank you for this. We praise you for this. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father. And we ask you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we just so commit this all to you. We just ask you to be glorified, be magnified, Lord. We lift you up. Lord, I ask that you just go with us and speak to us and continue to just pour into each and every person as a part of this. Lord, I just pray that you'll just be with them in a very special way. And Lord, that you will insulate them and set a guard around them so they can truly, truly let what you have planted here go deep inside of them. Lord, just give them the truth that they need as their big takeaway tonight, Lord. Just be with them. Teach them. I pray that you are with Felice tonight as she prepares for tomorrow. And Lord, that you'll just go with her in her time with you, and that you'll just envelop her, and she'll have a very sweet and precious time with you. I pray that you're with Lucia and Kim and Michelle this week as they prepare. And I pray that you're with each and every person who is trying to set aside their time, Lord, to be able to join us. I pray you bring people that maybe that they may not even know what they are going to get when they come to join us. But Lord, I just pray you bring them in and that they find you and that you're glorified. I just praise you. You're so good to us. Thank you for letting everything go so smooth today. Thank you. You're so good. We love you. First in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, girlies. If you are a part of Stepping Up to the Call, hop over there and tell them your big takeaway, or share us on your Facebook, or tell your friends to come and join us. We're going to be here tomorrow night, same place, same time. You can find us at cindyrushton.com/Zoom. That's our room. Don't you love that? Isn't that cute? It should say Zoom is our room. I don't know. but it says Zoom. And I'm going to leave. I just feel like the Lord's saying to leave the video from tonight on my Facebook. And so on Cindy Rushton at Facebook, my page, you can share that on your pages if you want to share that, you know, with people that you may think, hey, they may need a word from this. I just feel led that the Lord wants me to leave that live. And so I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Time. And we are going to dig in deep with Felice tomorrow night. Y'all have a great night. Bye.
You enjoyed it.
Yes. Bye. And look forward to our bust.
Yeah. You're cool.
Okay. Y'all have a great night.
You too.